Welcome to Success Gyan Podcast. This is Surendran Jayshekhar, founder and CEO of Success Gyan. Success Gyan is India's leading platform for personal and professional development. Our goal is to make 8 p.m. the learning hour in this country. So every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m., we'll be bringing the world's best trainers to speak on topics which will help you to become a better version of yourself in every area of your life. The easiest way to break your fear is by doing one thing every day that scares you. In today's episode, we have international best-selling author and speaker Thaddeus Lawrence, who's here to help you to overcome your fears so that you can achieve your goals effectively. Are you ready? Let's get started.
Fear. Oh, that dreaded four-letter word, fear. And more specifically, a fear of what? Is it a fear of failure? Is it a fear of success? Is it a fear of things going wrong? Is it a fear of objection? Is it a fear of a lack of approval? Is it a fear of rejection? How many of us are driven, imprisoned by fear, imprisoned in a cell of procrastination, imprisoned in a cell of playing small in life, imprisoned in a cell of inaction? So we are immovable to the extent that we are stationary, all due to that little four-letter word, fear. So let's take a look into fears are real, first of all. In other words, what fear is the anticipation of pain. And so when we talk about fear being the anticipation of pain, that is to say, I have a fear that something may or may not happen in the future. Now, how often have you anticipated that, oh, if I did this thing, then maybe the outcome will happen. If I ask that person out on a date, he or she might reject me. If I ask for the sale, I might not get the sale. If I told a joke, they might not laugh. If I played a bigger game, they might ridicule me. If I did this, this might happen. If I did that, that might happen. So first of all, that fear of the outcome is not real. At least it's not real yet. It's all made up in your head. It's all in your imagination. However, while the outcome is not real, the fact that you have that fear, the experience of fear, it's a real thing right now, which is to say that if we want to have a different outcome, if you want, whether it's about having a bigger business, having more sales, making more money, being more productive, being happier in your relationships, we need to address that fear. The biggest problem, the biggest mistake that most people and likely you'll be making is that you try to fight fear. You try to wrestle with it, or you try to hide from it, or you wait for it to go away. And none of these work. How do we know that none of these work? Well, you still possess those fears, don't you? They haven't gone away. You haven't beaten them to death. They still have a hold on you. And worst of all, they have a hold on you across different aspects, different dimensions in your life. So let's take a look at this. I'm going to have you do something that sounds pretty contrarian, if you like, right? Because everyone's always waiting for their fear to go away, or they want to wrestle and fight it and beat it. I'm going to suggest quite the opposite. I'm going to suggest that you make friends with your fear. Yeah, that's right. You heard me right. Make friends with your fear, because fear isn't going anywhere. And each time after you beat it away, it'll come back again. It rear itself again. So fear is actually very informative. In other words, fear gives us a great deal of insight into what's important to you and what is it that you value. So that's why we want to make fear our friends. I'm going to be taking you through a process as we go through this. And it'll be great right now as you're watching this or listening to this to bring forth a particular fear that you have. And let's have that be very specific to a particular dimension or area in your life, right? It could be fear when it comes to having a conversation with somebody because you're not sure how the conversation is going to pan out. It could be fear in terms of pursuing a bigger goal in a particular area in your life because you're afraid that what if you don't make it? What if you fail in it or a particular dimension? It would be very helpful for you to bring forth that fear so that we can actually make friends with it. So the first step here, the problem why a lot of people struggle with fear is they do not know what they're afraid of. It's very common for people to go, oh, but I've got a fear of failure. I've got a fear of failure. Yeah, okay, I get that. I hear you say that. What does failure mean? What does failure look like to you? We need to move beyond the headlines of, oh, I got a fear of failure. I got a fear of success. Yeah, what does that mean to you? So step number one here is we want to get clear exactly what is it that you fear. So for example, I'm going to use the example of jumping on an aeroplane, right? Skydiving. Now, let me ask you, have you ever skydived before? And if you haven't, would you like to do it at some point in your life? Even if you've done it before, would you like to do it again? Now, oftentimes when I ask this question, you know, in a group of people in a live program, usually I see a majority of hands going up. And yet, when I ask people, I say, okay, how do you feel about jumping aeroplane? There usually is a mix of an excitement and enthusiasm that is combined with some kind of nervousness, anxiety, and a fear. To which I'll ask, so what are you afraid of? And most people go like, well, I'm afraid of heights. Okay, I get that when you say you're afraid of heights. But what is it about heights that you're afraid of? Height is just a concept. Height is almost a physics term, right? Okay, there's this thing called height. It's like gravity. But what is it about height that you fear? And then you go, well, I'm afraid of falling from height. Okay, now let's go another step further. What is it about falling from height that you're afraid of? Again, just falling is just the action or the activity. But what is it that you fear about falling from a great height? Now, whenever I coach and I ask along those lines, we'll get to somewhere along the lines of, well, I'm afraid that if I jump on an aeroplane and if my parachute doesn't open or if an accident takes place, what's going to happen is I'm going to die. And I go, okay, great. So you're afraid that you're going to die. But what is it about death that you're afraid of? Again, death is just a concept. What is it about death that you're afraid of? And then now we go further and the person might say something like, oh, I'm afraid that if I die and, you know, no one's there to take care of my young children or to take care of my aging parents, and then they're going to have to fend for themselves. And I don't think they're capable of that, and so on and so forth. So in other words, it is the outcome, a potential outcome that we're afraid of. What is the outcome? The potential outcome that no one's going to be there with my children. I have no idea what they're going to grow up to become and no one's there to take care of them. Now, likewise, if they say, well, maybe it's not so much death I'm afraid of. If I jump out of an aeroplane at great height, I might get into an accident and worse, maybe not die. And then I'm paralyzed from the neck down. Okay, great. What are you afraid about that? Well, I'm afraid then I wouldn't be able to do the things that I love doing. I'm afraid that I wouldn't be independent in my lifestyle. You see where we're going to here? So in other words, there's an activity that we want to engage in, which is skydiving. But it is not the activity that we're afraid of. We're actually afraid of that particular outcome. What is the outcome? Is it the outcome that from skydiving, potentially I might die or not die, and then my life or the life of my loved ones are going to change? So that's where we want to get to, step number one. So the first thing I want you to do is to first understand, to dig deeper, what is it you're afraid of? Get past the activity and get to that particular outcome. Okay, that's number one. So you have this particular activity. I want to ask this person on a date. I want to build my business, or I want to ask for more sales. I want to increase my price. Okay, I'm afraid of doing that because I have these series of outcomes that I've got. So step number one, name it. What's the thing I'm afraid of? And you might have a list of those outcomes that you fear. That's step number one. So what we're doing here is asking the question, what is it? What is it? What is it? What is it that I'm afraid of? Then step number two, where do we go? Is we take a look at each of those outcomes. And then we ask ourselves, how could I fend it off? In other words, how can I prevent it from happening? So if I have a particular outcome that says that if I increase my prices, the outcome I'm afraid of is that people won't find value and then they won't buy. So step two now, I'm asking the question, how could I prevent it? How can I make sure that even after I raise my price, people will see value, people will still buy? Now, so now I've got a whole bunch of actions that I could possibly take. Number one is maybe tighten up on my sales process, perhaps. Number two, maybe what I need to do is to learn how to communicate in a way that communicates my value. Or maybe I might give the person a taste of what it's like working with me, right? So let me give you another example. Let's come back to the skydiving. I'm afraid that if I jumped out of an aeroplane, I might get into an accident and then I might die. Okay, great. So how could I prevent that accident from taking place? Maybe I need to check my parachute. Maybe I need to do a brief with the other people whom I'm jumping with to make sure that we all know what we're doing and we don't get into accidents. Maybe I need to understand the weather forecast and what the winds are so that I can fly my parachute without getting into an accident. So what this second thing does, when you ask yourself, how could I prevent it? How could I fend it off? Puts the power back in your hands. In other words, I'm not imprisoned by fear anymore. Fear doesn't run me, but I have agency. In other words, I have an ability to act to ensure that I might still have that fear, whom I'm very friendly with, by the way, but it's okay. I can still be in activity. I can still be in action. And I have this whole list of things that I could actually do within my control, within my ability to prevent those negative outcomes from happening. That's the second stage. The third stage now is, well, how can I fix it? That's the question there. In other words, what if everything that I did in the second stage didn't work and that I had that particular outcome? So in other words, the worst case scenario still happens. Now, how do I mitigate against that? How do I recover from it? How do I bring myself up from it? Now, the first thing that you might possibly notice that when, even if the worst case scenario, when you give the attention to this, the worst case scenario isn't actually a worst case scenario. In other words, the worst case scenario actually isn't that bad, and that you can actually bring yourself and pull yourself back up again. Or you might look at the worst case scenario as going, you know what? I don't think I can recover from this and I can't accept this. Well, in that case here, then we know what we need to do, or what is it that actually maybe we need to change in terms of what we're doing, that initial activity. In other words, if I can't handle the risk of that and I know that I will never recover from that and it's going to be the worst case scenario, then maybe I wouldn't jump out of a plane in the first place. So I hope this is helpful for you. It's actually a process that you need to dedicate some attention and energy to. Three steps. Number one, name it. What is it that I'm afraid of? That's the outcome. Number two, how can I actually prevent it? Prevent the outcome from happening. So now I've got a whole bunch of action steps. And then number three is, how do I recover from it? Can I actually get back on my feet again? Is it a big deal or not? So I hope this has been helpful for you, and may you free yourself from your fears by being friendly with your fears.
Thank you so much for listening. I'm sure this podcast helped you understand your fears better and how to overcome them. Do share this with your friends, family, or anyone whom you think needs this information. Thaddeus Lawrence will be live in the upcoming masterclasses and summits. For more details, log in to www.sgsummits.com. This is Surendran Jayashekar. Until next time, love yourself. Don't take life too seriously. Strive to become a better version of yourself. Give more to get more. And always keep inspiring.